The recording has been started.
Thank you very much, Tony. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCPH Intersessional Meeting Planning Call on Wednesday, 9th of December 2015. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Phil Cohen, Greg Shatan, Rudy Van Vliet, Sapani Tavanin, Laurie Schultz.
If you hear an echo, I
And from staff, we have Robert Hogarth, Benedetta Rosie, Ozan Sahin, and myself, Maryam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rob.
Thank you, Maryam. Can you please put up the agenda slide for us? And I'll wait for you to confirm because I can't see.
The agenda slide is up now. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Welcome, everyone. My apologies if I have a little poor audio. I'm in somewhat of a noisy location at the moment. But the purpose of today's call is to give you all an update of where we are logistically in terms of plans for the meeting location and facilities, to check and see where we are in terms of the meeting attendees, do some confirmation in terms of a discussion we began last week or on our last call about invited guests, and then to review some of the discussions that we had regarding meeting goals, programming matters, and the potential for additional community meetings. I'm hopeful that we can touch on all of those this hour, and that's supplemented with some additional emails over the course of time before our next call that we'll be able to move things forward with some alacrity. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add to the meeting? Hearing nothing and assuming, Maryam, that we don't have any hands, which I'll always ask you to alert me to, we can move to the staff logistics side. But anything, Maryam, from anyone's hands?
No, there's no one in the room raising their hands, Rob. Thank you.
Okay. I won't ask you as we go forward. Logistical preparations and things. I've just returned from Los Angeles, where I had an opportunity to review not only the ICANN meeting space, but the meeting space at the DoubleTree Hotel, where we had planned to stay. Where we are in terms of that right now is that we're making the call to hold the bulk of the meeting at the DoubleTree Hotel. The situation we ran into is that I have an interest in trying to give you guys as many attendee slots as possible, and we also anticipate that we will have some presentations as well as the need for breakout sessions. And so when we literally went through and started laying out chairs, trying to figure out tables and things like that, it was really going to be cramped in the ICANN office. Some of you who participated in the January 13 first pilot meeting that we had will recall that instead of a hollow square, we sort of had two rows of tables facing each other. And we were just able to squeeze in 44 people. When we try to do a hollow square, it simply doesn't work. People are leaning up against the screens, or folks are right up against the glass on the ICANN windows, and that's not acceptable for you and your delegates who are going to have to sit there for 2 days. Also, the only way we could squeeze folks in was some rather thin, uncomfortable chairs. So we've opted for the DoubleTree location. Several of you may know that that's about 3.5-4 blocks from the ICANN office. So what I'm hopeful we can do in being novel about the agenda for the 2 days is to have the bulk of the meetings in the hotel and find opportunities for delegates to visit the ICANN office, maybe have some breakout sessions over there, basically to give people a flavor of the ICANN headquarters to the extent you all think that that's necessary or appropriate. So that's where we're proceeding. Stacy, our meetings team member who's the expert with the hotels, is currently working on the contract. I'll share with you guys pictures of the meeting space. I just had basically meeting rooms, empty meeting rooms right now. But that's the step that we're taking in terms of those logistics. I think it'll work very nicely. We've used the DoubleTree on many other occasions for the ESAC workshop, for a number of registry and registrar meetings. So I think it'll accommodate our needs pretty well, give your delegates some space to spread out a bit, may offer us some opportunity to potentially expand the guest list a little bit. And so that's where we are at this stage with respect to the hotel and the location. Do I have any questions or comments that anyone would like to make about that?
Hi, Robert. Laurie has her hand raised.
Thank you. And I'll let you run the queue as well, Miriam, if you can. Go ahead, Laurie. Yeah, please go ahead, Laurie. I cannot hear Laurie. Perhaps others can.
Rob, no, we can't hear Laurie. I guess she's on mute. We'll try her on the audio bridge and see.
Okay, well, maybe, Laurie, you can put some comments in the chat. Well, I know you weren't in the Adobe Connect room earlier. Perhaps you're connected now, if that works. Well, we'll come back, Miriam, if you can just make a note of that.
Rob, this is Benedict speaking. Laurie is typing in the chat. She wrote, what is the address of the DoubleTree?
I'll include that on the next draft. I don't have that in front of me. By memory, I believe it's
6-1 West Sentinella Avenue, I think.
Yeah, 6161 West Sentinella Avenue. That's totally from memory and from my little Uber app here on my phone. So. And I think, and Laura, I recall that I put that link on the last or on the first draft agenda version. I think there's a link there on that document if you want to pass that on to folks. Great. Well, let me move on then to the invited guest list, and I'll turn the mic over to you, Benedetta. I know that we have gotten some very good feedback. Right off the bat, I'd like to thank all of you for what I know is not simple and easy work. To start to coordinate delegations, getting people identified who are not only able to come, but who can give the information at this early stage. So thank you all for making those efforts. Benedetta, can you give us a sense as to how we are in terms of our goal of getting everyone's names and information in?
Sure. This is Benedetta speaking for the transcript. Yeah, we've received quite a few names already, which is great for planning purposes. So far, I'll say that from each constituency and stakeholder group, we've received from the BC, we received 6 names out of 7, so we've got 1 open slot. From the ISPCP, we received all 7 slots. From the IPC, I have not received any names yet. From the NCSG, we've received all 7. And from the NCUC, we've got 5 open slots and 2 received. And from the NPOC, we have 1 open slot out of the 7. So we received 6.
Great. Thank you. That's very helpful and much appreciated for you all to get that stuff in. Benedetta is collecting that from Miriam and Chantel and has been sharing that with Joseph, our title coordinator. He's been managing the database. Individual travelers, and effectively, given the fact that the meeting is taking place a month later than it did in January 2015, and noting that we're getting names in early December, we're literally, I think, something like 7 weeks ahead of where we were last time. So I'm hopeful much more with respect to your travelers and knowing their arrangements much earlier, and I hope will help us as well budget-wise and give us a sense as to how the expenses are going to be coming out on that. That's important because if potentially I do have some more flexibility here, either in budget or over at the DoubleTree meeting rooms, maybe...
Rob, you're breaking up again.
Thank you. I'm hopeful that by having this information earlier, that will give us an opportunity to be more effective. Thanks for that information, Benedetta. Does anyone have any comments or questions they'd like to ask Benedetta or me on that topic of the delegations?
Hi, Rob. It's Lori. I just have a comment. IPC was delayed. It was solely my fault. My apologies. We have had more interest than slots, and I took a few personal days. So we'll have a list to you very, very shortly.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. The other topic with respect to, as many of you know from the past meetings, we have traditionally invited the nominating committee appointee associated with the non-contracted party's house and board member you all select to be on the board. We are set to do that again with the only little twist that I foresee is that the board is having a workshop in Singapore on February 1st, 2nd, and I think part of the 3rd. So that may create some difficulties for Marcus Coomer to attend. After this call is over, now that we know where everybody is in terms of delegations and the rest, I'll be extending formal invitations to those two folks. And we'll get some feedback. Just FYI, David Olive is going to be at that workshop. He is flying back, and he was able to find an itinerary where he is back for the full Friday part of the meeting. And so there is the possibility that Marcus will be able to participate on at least the second day, if not sometime on the first day. So I just wanted to alert you to that, because once I get the feedback from those folks, that may create some additional flexibility in terms of spaces around the table. The question that, Rudy, you raised last week, or the last call, we all agreed that we would review and decide on at this call, was whether to also extend the invitation to the nominating committee appointee who had no affiliation on the GNSO Council. And, Rudy, I'd like to turn the mic over to you, if you have audio, to let you remind folks of that request, make some of the points that you shared last time to remind folks, and then we'll have a brief discussion.
Yes, thank you, Rob, Rudy, for the transcript. Well, the request was coming from the GNSO Council Nominating Committee appointee, Carlos Gutierrez, who, in fact, doesn't have coverage for travel for the intersessional meeting, while he normally has travel covered by the GNSO Council itself. Carlos is also a member of NPOC, and he was requesting some support from us for this travel. We consider this a bit strange, as we see that there are councillors from other constituencies that have travel costs, travel covered by the global GNSO, and makes it a bit difficult. That's the reason why we are keeping one slot open in case there is no solution for him. But we would like to have coverage for this travel done by ICANN and GNSO, and not by the constituency itself.
Thanks very much, Rudy. If I can address just sort of traditionally, and it's hard to say traditionally when we're talking about this only being our third meeting, but I can explain the degree of this. And the history is that past meeting planners decided to extend the invitation to the NCA who was associated with your house, as well as the board member selected by your house, under the theory that they were essentially part of the NCA, and they had logical sense to the meeting.
Hello?
Yes, Laurie, are you?
No, I'm hearing like thunder or something. Or I'm sorry, I couldn't hear anybody.
I think I now did hear some by typing on their keyboard. I have moving luggage trays in my background, but I don't think that was the sound because I heard that as well. So everybody, please mute. So that's the background on the NCA and board members. So essentially what you're asking, Rudy, is seeking feedback from your fellow planners and community leaders whether to expand that invitation to the NCA who's not associated with the house. I would look at that in potentially two ways. One is that it's, an opportunity for you guys to look at more folks. Two, it's ultimately a decision perhaps by your individual community. You noted that other GNSO council reps are funded. That's simply because, obviously, and folks can correct, folks have their seven slots. It's the NCPA is a meeting of leaders within the GNSO. Communities who are selecting them view them as leaders from their communities that should represent them. So that's sort of the background there. It's not a matter of, just counselors to attend, because, of course, we wouldn't have registrar counselors at the state either. So I hope that's helpful for some context for the conversation. Miriam, is there anyone who's in the queue for a comment?
Thank you.
Thanks. I'll wait a moment if someone would just like to speak who wouldn't otherwise raise their hand. Please go ahead. All right. Hearing nothing. Any follow-up that you would like to do? Rudy, since my clarification, otherwise I can call the question.
thank you, Robert. Well, your line is breaking up quite a lot, and it's not so easy to have a full sentence heard in a decent way. So what I'm summarizing from it is that if, in our case, Carlos Gutierrez wants to travel, we should take him on board of the ANPOC travel slots, which compared to what I said is that when you see other counselors coming on, not on the other constituency slots, then I have some difficulties to defend that to my colleagues.
I am more than happy to have those conversations with your other colleagues, but I don't want to assume the conclusion of the discussion. I guess there's two options here on the table. One is, do you all extend the invitation to the other NCA, remove NPOC from the equation, at least from my perspective? Does it make sense to have that person in attendance from an overall theory of expanding and building relationships? If that does make the case, then with Marcus not coming, that slot potentially could be open. Alternatively, you guys have made some plans in advance potentially to have Carlos there, so I'll sort of let folks approach it that way. Any other comments or observations here? I guess the best way to do things without the audio difficulties or the rest, and assuming that most of you are connect room, we have a show of hands that indicate whether we have a consensus to include Carlos or not. Is there anyone else who would like to join Rudy in supporting this idea? If there is, please speak up. If not, then I think that would be a sign that there's not consensus for adding Carlos in his position as the NCA, obviously not excluding him for you guys selecting him. Would anyone else like to speak out in support of Rudy's proposal?
All right, we've got Tapani and then Lori.
No, I was voting.
Thanks. So your hand was in favor. Tapani, are you in favor of of Rudy's proposal as well?
Yes.
Thanks. Is there anybody who objects to Rudy's proposal? Any hands, Miriam?
Hi, Rob. No, no one is raising their hands in the room at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. In that case, at this stage, we've got three people who are in support of it.
Rob, Phil Corwin has asked for the proposal to be restated, so maybe people aren't clear. So if you could restate it, that might
be
helpful.
Thanks very much, Lori and Phil. I'll summarize. Rudy, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The proposal is to add to the guest list, the invitation list for the meeting, nominating committee appointee on the GNSO Council who is not associated with either house. Currently, we have the NCA associated with your house as well as the board member associated with your house. Rudy's proposal is to expand that by one slot to Carlos. My understanding is at present, in addition to Rudy's proposal, Tapani and Lori are in favor of it. And I've asked for folks to indicate if anyone opposes that. If someone would like to comment prior to indicating their objection, I'm more than happy to turn over the mic. Or are there simply any other comments that anyone would like to make?
Well, I can tell you why I like Rudy's idea, if people are interested.
I'm sure Rudy would appreciate that. I'd be interested.
Well, I guess I know this is the NCPH meeting, and I get that. But I also feel there's such a division between the houses that if this is an opportunity in a fairly neutral way to offer an opportunity for an observer, one who's been nominated by NomCom, presumably neutral, then why wouldn't we open that door? I voted in favor.
Thanks, Lori. Any other comments? Great. Well, viewing the support for it, the fact that I've been able to identify some space so we don't have any logistical issues and no objections, I'll also extend the invitation to Carlos. Three invitees at this stage, and I'll let you all know what sort of feedback I get from them, those direct invitations. Thanks, Rudy, for the proposal and others for participating, asking questions or commenting. Let's move on to the next agenda item. I think that this next half hour we can focus a bit more on specific programming matters. You'll note that I all shared with you after our last call the first version for this meeting of the working agenda draft framework. I'm not going to create an acronym for that. What I've done at past meetings is basically just started with that document and from call to call update that to reflect changes in circumstances, proposals or ideas that the planners, you all, come up with. So that's going to be essentially the format for our working document. As I indicated to you in my previous email, it's based on how we approached it at only two meetings. So if any of you have suggestions for a different format, you want to change it up, you want to add things to it, please feel free to do so. It's purely a tool or a vehicle to help organize the discussions and sort of keep us on track. You'll note two particular matters with respect to that. First is that it's basically empty. All I've done is indicate that there's a slot, that it's open, that we don't have topics in them yet. You'll see that there are effectively about 9 or 10 sessions that are open, because some of the sessions are a lunch or a meal or the reception. That being said, even if it's a lunch, we probably want to have a discussion topic or something for the participants to be doing during those periods. So there's a fairly broad scope and opportunity for conversations outside of potentially your own individual meetings. On that document, I collected comments from the last call, and I think I indicated that I also threw up other topics that had either been popular last time or that I thought might be of value to you all. The purpose of the discussion right now is to say, I have some other topics. I mean, basically what I want to be able to do is give you at least as many topics as you have slots, and if we have the luxury of more topics than slots, then you can, you know, start having some debates as to which ones have greater priority or how you want to get that information otherwise. I mean, at this stage of the agenda, I'm sort of throwing open the microphones in the queue to some of you to make suggestions about some other potential topics. I recall, Greg, that in the chat last time, you said, yes, now we've talked about some generalities.
Rob, your voice is breaking up again, so it's unclear what you were mentioning, Greg, about what the topic was.
The point that I was noting is that toward the end of the last call, Greg noted that we didn't really have, based on that discussion, substantive topics yet, and that was really the next phase of the conversation. So I'm hopeful that folks have an opportunity to think about that and may have suggestions for substantive topics. And that's essentially the purpose of the next several minutes here in this agenda, if folks want to start bringing out some additional suggestions. Benedetta, thanks for...
No problem. Rob, this is Benedetta speaking. Just noting that on the chat about the previous topic about invited guests, Lori just made a comment noting that she's gotten confused, thinking that there were more non-votes than votes. So I just thought I'd raise it to you since you can't see the Adobe chat.
Thank you. My only observation there would be that we've always sort of approached decisions by the planners by consensus. And having support and hearing no objections, I was not vote counting.
Okay.
And your comments, Lori, were so persuasive that I think so.
Okay.
I'm just letting folks potentially come off mute for any additional programming ideas, topics, or thoughts. It's not fatal that we don't get any today, obviously. The interest in my push for identifying as early and often as possible is to pass feedback indicated that the faster and earlier we get the agenda together, the more meeting delegates felt like they could prepare for the meeting. We had also discussed on our last call that some topics might require pre-meeting work. And so you'll see in the document, I believe, indicated a goal that we would have the agenda together by the end of this month, giving you all, you know, a full month to that with your community, prepare thoughts, maybe continue some pre-discussion calls or matters to get prepped for some of that stuff. I mean, it's okay if we don't have specific suggestions today. It just, you know, tightens the time frame for coming up with things. I think it's still doable, though. Mary, am I?
Yeah, hi, Rob. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have Tony on the chat here. He said, I suggested GNSO restructuring on the last call. And we have two raised hands in the room. The first is Rudy Zanznik and then Greg.
Great, thanks, Miriam. Yeah, I tried to capture that, Tony. If I didn't do that well in the document, you know, flesh that out a little bit for us when you look at the document, or give me some feedback via email. That would really be great, because my sense is that there are probably within that general topic a couple of different discussion items that might end up being their own session. But we should tweak that out a bit. And any thoughts that you have after looking at just what I generally put down there would be very helpful. I think, Mary, you said Rudy, then Greg. So, Rudy, I'll turn the mic to you, and then Greg will follow you in the queue.
Thank you, Robert, Rudy, for the transcript. Well, I agree with Tony that indeed that there is a need for some time looking into the GNSO restructuring. And I'm referring to the fact that the GNSO review report and the comments from the review working party will be available at that moment, too. We would like to have some discussions on the recommendations that are coming from the review to see how our house will try to work out on some of the proposals that are in the recommendations. I think it's quite important that we are able to prepare ourselves for eventually some larger discussions in the Marrakesh meeting that will focus on this kind of restructure that is also in the recommendations of the GNSO review. Aside that one, I think that the IANA transition is something that will go together with all these debates also, as if the IANA transition proposal is accepted, there will be definitely some discussions on restructuring and review of our charters and bylaws. So I would like to have something on the agenda in that sense. So I pass over the mic to Greg.
Thanks, Rudy. I'd take notes. I'll reflect that in the document. Thank you, Greg. Go ahead.
Thank you, Rob, and all. Generically, thinking about the substantive topics, I would probably divide them into two broad categories. One is areas where the CSG and NCSG traditionally differ or disagree or find themselves on the opposite sides of those issues, and try to see if we can find common ground, or at least, you know, have a full and frank discussion of those issues. Perhaps you were hinting at one of these in your last agenda topic, which was compliance issues, which, you know, goes into a whole host of related issues if we're talking about contract compliance related to abuse reporting and things like that. There are probably, you know, a few other hot button or even third rail issues that if we're brave enough, we can try to discuss and get at least a better understanding of positions in a, you know, fairly, it, you know, away from a big ICANN meeting or from, you know, calls with other agenda items. Seems like an opportunity to do that. And the second generic topic would be things that we potentially could agree on, but we don't necessarily disagree, where we may have actually even found ourselves aligned, and where we can try to build some, if you will, group power. You know, it's in looking, for instance, at the GNSO Council working recently, you know, it's clear that the registries and registrars find themselves aligned a lot more easily and more often than we do. and as such, that gives them certain governance advantages and decisional advantages, you know, particularly within the council, but not only within the council. And therefore, the more that we can develop a communal view on things across the non-contracted parties groups, the better off we are in the long run. And if we have a, you know, we can think about both a methodology for doing that, which is, you know, to some extent a part of process, but it's, you know, looking at it as policy, but issues and not merely procedurally. But, you know, if we could identify some topics generically where we could, you know, build some, you know, common positions and grow together, that would be fantastic. So I don't have anything to add to those genuses, if you will, but generically, so that's how I would kind of frame the issue. Thanks.
I think a great way to sort of structure some brainstorming on this. So what I'll do is try to reflect that in the document in a way to sort of tease it out so that then that can prompt some brainstorms. The way that the planner structured things for the January 16 D.C. meeting was we had a chair from each SG sort of co-chair each session. And so I like the idea, particularly on some of these areas where you may differ. Even if the goal is just simply some of these sessions, as you suggest, Greg, to better understand, I could foresee a template for some of these sessions. Each SG has an opportunity to share their perspective of the issue, and then having a broader discussion among the groups. And you could adjust, you know, turn the dials on depending upon what the topic is and sort of what you might want to accomplish there. And each, you know, set of co-chairs might have a couple of conversations before the meeting to see how they could pull that off. But thanks very much for that suggestion. I'll try to convey that in the document itself. And then we'll look for further brainstorming from folks. In the differ-disagree category, I would put contract compliance issues, as you suggested, sort of put it under that umbrella. And then we can play around with that a bit. Because it was not, thank you for the credit, but that was not in the back of my mind when I put that on the list. It's just one that I know that Steve Metallitz always asks about. So I said, I know that this will be on the list. So thanks for that. And if any of you, anything that Greg said prompted a brainstorm, please join the queue or speak up. Miriam, do you have any other hands at this point?
Yes, hi, Rob. We've got Rafik on the queue. But before then, we've got two comments in the chat room.
The first one is from Tony Holmes. He says he supports Rudy's view of the report as an item. And Rudy thanks me at Greg's good proposals. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mary. I would ask you, Ruth, and you, Tony, throw up a challenge that if you all could think about how you might structure a GNSO restructure session or sessions, that would be very helpful. I really liked Rudy's idea about at least a session potentially on the GNSO review recommendations. We could have some short summary by the review team, by review team members, or by ICANN staff, sort of outlining the various recommendations. I know that there are some that have caused some particular attention and discussion, but there are others, as a result, that probably aren't getting the attention that they deserve. And since you will all have responsibility for implementing some of those recommendations, having that discussion among the group, I think, would be good. Thanks for that, Miriam. Rafik, you're next in the queue, and you have the microphone, sir. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Just first, I want to get more clarity. I guess for now we are just suggesting some topics we are not agreeing on the list, because at least for NCC, with the transition to new leadership, we may need some time to discuss within us what kind of topic we would like to suggest. So that's what I want to be sure that we are only now maybe suggesting some ideas. On the other hand, also maybe we need to have in mind what we want to achieve in the 2 days. I understand Greg's suggestion about having, I mean, the two categories of what we can agree on, other topics that we disagree. Maybe is to listen to each side. But also maybe this way we would like to stress is what we can achieve, what can be our outcome from the 2 days. We are going to ask people to fly for a long flight, so we need to make this kind of more productive and having some substantive outcome. So we can discuss, sure, but so just we have this in mind, so what we can get from the meeting.
Thanks very much, Rafiq, and congratulations on your recent selection. I know that was holding up some of the feedback and discussions that you've just mentioned. Let me put you on the spot. I mean, do you have at this point any thoughts as to what you think might be of value in terms of meeting goals and expectations?
I think one of it's a recurrent topic. Maybe from the last year is really to work on some procedural stuff. For the election, for the vice chair, and so on, in the GNSO. This is kind of thing, maybe we need a group of people to start working on that beforehand, and just with the meeting, kind of maybe to confirm and to settle out that quickly. But this is just should not be a big deal, but it's if we can do it by LA meeting, it will be really helpful then to move forward. And also I think there was some suggestion on how we can improve the kind of discussion between the two groups and to have something regular and regular session in ICANN meetings, and think that was suggested last time. So if this is kind of thing maybe we need to work on, it's really to make things more smooth between and within the NCPH. Regarding more substantive topic, I don't have a suggestion yet. I'm not sure what we can really discuss about the GNSO review and the report itself, because it's going to the OEC, and depending what kind of process they will initiate there. So.
Great. Thanks, Rafiq. A couple observations, and I'll sort of go in reverse order. I think in terms of the OEC, if I have my calendar right, the OEC will just have met in Singapore as part of the board workshop. And so the timing may work very nicely. We'll have some sense several weeks before that meeting, because that's the next official meeting of the OEC at the Singapore workshop, in terms of sort of where they are. So we might have some guidance if we have a sort of placeholder session for that. We'll certainly have some updated information. I really like some of your other suggestions. What I'd like to suggest to you all is if it would be helpful, from a staff perspective, I'll throw out some straw man goals and see what you guys are willing to commit to. You mentioned some of these procedural matters that only seem to become, of course, a priority right before the choice time or an election time or whatever. And I am more than happy from a staff perspective to help program manage. I think that a staff putting together things from a project management standpoint, helping you establish some groups, setting some time frames, benchmarks, and things like that, I think we could make a number of suggestions. And again, I'll just do that to spark responses and some brainstorming. So, for example, a goal of the meeting is to establish a process for being the NCPH board member by date blank, and having this written and in a formal procedural manual. Another one could be, you know, staff will work with the community to schedule an NCPH session at every ICANN meeting. And dovetailing that with the new meeting fee and things like that, I think that we could have some fairly specific gets a confidence change coming out of this meeting so that you all are comfortable, can be done, and something that you know that you've got staff support to achieve. So I'll play around with that in this document. And, you know, when I produce version 2.1 or whatever, we'll just ask you all to look at that and review that. And then I'll call out some of you specifically who've made some suggestions, maybe to take on some leadership role or some editing role there. Maren, do we have anyone else in the queue?
Yeah, hi, Rob. Yes, we've got Greg on the queue.
Thank you.
Thanks, it's Greg again. I was just coming back briefly after Rafiq's point. I think wholeheartedly that we need to look at the entire agenda with regard to outcomes and goals and not merely topics. Otherwise, this just becomes a talk shop, and that's a long flight even from New York to Los Angeles just to have a two-day chat. As enjoyable as it would be, it'll be 100% more rewarding if we actually have goals and outcomes in focus beforehand, and especially if we actually manage to achieve some or all of those goals at the end, then it would be worth flying all the way around the world for it. Although, at some point, if you're flying all the way around the world, you haven't left. But in any case, we should think about things that are kind of open issues. You know, clearly the vice chair selection process is one that needs to be looked at. We have been talking about it for the better part of 2 years, if not longer, and we came close to a solution. Then we had two kind of quick attempts at just slightly different solutions. We finally managed to get ourselves out of the woods, but it was a painful process to both view and participate in. If we could actually resolve that, that would be fantastic. Another kind of topic that's both process and substance is that I think we need to talk about how we talk about each other, and particularly how we talk about each other's structures. So this kind of falls to some extent under the GNSO structure issue, but I think that there are times, and I've observed it just in the last few days on the GNSO Council list, where when you bring up, each of the two stakeholder groups does things differently with regard to the relationship between constituencies and stakeholder group, subsidiarity, primacy, things like that, and it often seems to the discussion, quickly gets a little testy on that point. I think we need to talk about that, and we need to try to get beyond trying to score points on each other in that regard, because it's happened more than once just in the last few months, and it's something that if we can try to talk about that, I think we could, again, try to avoid unnecessary disagreements and come to some common understanding. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Greg. I will attempt to convey those thoughts in the document. You were helpful with that vice chair selection process. Conceivably, that would be a session in and of itself, and then you all can play around with how much time you think you need to achieve that. Some of these things I don't think allow for just a one-hour discussion. So you may want to have, you know, expanded plenary sessions on some of these topics, or, you know, have a discussion of it the first day and then a discussion the second day or something like that. So what I like about that suggestion and the direction this discussion is going is you're actually looking at this as a working session, not just high or issue spotting, but actually expectation that there will be a conclusion. Can I ask the question, but I don't want to unless I know that there, I don't want to give anyone in the queue an opportunity to speak. So, Miriam, anyone in the queue?
No, there's no one in the queue at the moment. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. I want to follow up on just briefly the concept of a communique. That's something that came up on the last call. It's something that's been on some of the emails that, gee, that's a good idea. If you all choose to move forward on something like that, you might want to pick the topic or the focus of that communique ahead of the meeting rather than deciding on it at the meeting. And I think someone suggested perhaps some pre-work even, a subcommittee or something like that, work on a document like that. Topic to be determined, process to be determined, but is there a sense that that is something you would all like to do? And is that something you want to have happen organically or something you want to plan? And I hope I framed the question there, Phil, that is helpful to get some feedback. Any hands or comments that folks would like to make on that topic?
There's a comment from Greg. He says, communicate is a good idea. And it further points out the need to have goals going in and outcomes at the end. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks. Well, what else, given that we just have another talk?
Rob, you're breaking up again.
Before the next call, if you all could think a little bit about some goal language, some expectations that you have, please share that with the list, and I'll crank that into the next version of the framework document. Thanks for the admonition, Benedetta. The last thing that I don't see us getting a resolution on as a group on this call, but that I wanted you all individually to resolve if possible, is that concept of that you would have as individual on the Wednesday before. In talking with the meeting planners, we need to have that information by the third week of this month. So in other words, in order to make sure that we've got the contract set up, the right meeting space, scheduled either at the ICANN office, we need to know who's definitively to have a meeting on Wednesday and whether you want it to be a full-day meeting, a half-day meeting. I'm going to this thinking that morning, you have an afternoon meeting, you have sort of informal cocktail reception at ICANN for everybody that's in the night before. Please give that some thought. And I know some of you are already having those conversations, but if it is possible, the third week of this month, so, you know, next 2-3 weeks, that would be extremely helpful. From a planning perspective, it's also going to be important from a traveling perspective because we're already getting some of the delegates in the day for a meeting, but we don't know that the meeting's even going to take place yet. So we want to be able to make sure that the travel requests actually match up with the agenda and want to be able to serve people as best we can. So if you all could please continue your internal discussions about that, I'll be asking you about this on the next call. Benedetta or I will probably be following up with Chantel, Miriam, and you guys individually just to confirm who has expectations for a meeting and who doesn't. We'll also have breakout sessions, as you know. So it's this is just an option. We know it was something that was of value to you all last time. And then one final thought. We are looking, as you will note on the working draft agenda, for a formal reception on Thursday night. With an opportunity like we've done in the past to invite prospects for outreach, within the Los Angeles or Southern California area to come to the reception, meet people, chat and stuff like that. So also be having that in mind, please, in terms of who you might invite to that, because we'll also need to have counts and know that we're on track. If we're going to have 150 people, I don't want to make provisions for 75. So if you all can be getting that together, that's a much longer tail in terms of a deadline. The real focus right now, though, is on who's going to have any Wednesday meetings. Are there any final thoughts that anyone would like to raise that we didn't touch on or that we need to be ready to discuss other than just programming matters on the next call that we have?
Hi, Rob. We have a few comments in the chat room and then one raised hand from Philip.
Let's do the raised hand, and then we'll just capture the
Phil here. Thanks for running the call, Rob. Yeah, in regard to possibility of a Wednesday session, I haven't checked flights yet from the East Coast, but, you know, I could be out there for an afternoon session, but it's not going to be a full-day session on Wednesday. Couldn't hear you, Rob. Broke up completely.
Thanks, Phil. Your delegation, I think. You're right. I mean, I've done that East Coast to West Coast. You can make plenty of afternoon meetings. But if someone's coming from Australia or Singapore, we might have to make other arrangements. So it's just a matter of confirming at this stage sort of who wants to have the meetings and when. But thanks for giving a sense that it can be all day or half day. I appreciate that confirmation. Well, thank you all very much. We're at the top of the hour. Again, this time and seemed to work, so we could look at our next call. I don't know that it's necessary to do next week, but given that this is the 11th and 2 weeks from now would be very close to the U.S. holidays, perhaps we should look at a time later next week. I'll work with Benedetta and Miriam on getting another call scheduled with you all. We may do a doodle poll. As a result, I would really appreciate feedback as much as possible by email, and we'll be getting out the summary document of this discussion and an updated framework as soon as possible so you can all begin to react to it. Thank you all very much. Thanks very much for the input on this call. I think we've made some progress moving forward. Thank you all very much. Talk to you all again soon and see you online.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you all for attending the meeting. Tony, you may now stop the recording. Thank you.